program might contain strong language. If you think...
me. Working on it. Working on it. Working on it.
Work it out, work it out, work it out.
Of the Arab Spring and the European anti-austerity movements, Adbusters, a Vancouver-based culture jamming magazine, put out a call for Saturday's protest on Wall Street in July. The goals were various, from limiting corporate contributions to political campaigns, to auditing the Federal Reserve, to challenging all of global capitalism. Protesters included 71-year-old Mary Ellen Marino of Princeton, New Jersey.
I came because I'm upset with the fact that the bailout of Wall Street didn't help any of the people holding mortgages. All the money went to Wall Street and none of it went to Main Street. Now we've just learned that Geithner was actually asked to split up the Citibank and he didn't do it and Obama didn't do anything about it.
The plan wasn't simply for a one-day protest, but an ongoing and creative occupation of the financial district itself. Organizer Lorenzo Serna.
The idea is to have an encampment. Like, this isn't a one-day event. Like, we're hoping that people come prepared to stay as long as they can, and that we're there to support each other.
But on Saturday, after hundreds arrived, the NYPD shut Wall Street down itself, barricading activists off from Wall Street and forcing a move to the nearby Zuccotti Park. Despite sometimes tense standoffs with the police, hundreds slept in the park and have maintained that they will stay until their demands are met.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Hey, listen, this is Micropower Community Based Radio. And we're doing these little fun little things with the radio dials here because it's because we can. It's Micropower Radio. It's WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carrboro. We like to do community-based things like spin weird sounds that you won't hear anywhere else. And also do things like give away free tickets to local shows like the Shikori Hills show, which is coming up here in the first weekend of October. If you're interested in going, call us here, 929-9601. Got some tickets for that. Also got some new music that you probably haven't heard from, including sounds from Toki Monsta, Key Robust, Peter White, of course, and some other stuff I like to play. While we spotlight what's happening on Wall Street, yes, you probably haven't heard that there are people trying to occupy Wall Street right now. Thousands literally marching in the financial district, setting up their protest encampments. So in support of what they're doing and other stuff, if you want to learn more about Furious George, go to furiousg.blogspot.com and you'll see some more stuff there, or wcomfm.org. And yeah, so I see some people are calling in. We'll take the third caller and we'll go send you to Shikori Hills. For everyone else, stick around. We got some stuff that may be offensive. If that's the case, go ahead and turn off the radio. For everyone else, let's go. I'm furious.
Says she took to the streets because of how the financial crisis has devastated her own family.
My particular interest is not this big picture, but it's the little picture. I have two daughters. Both of them have Citibank mortgages. And during this two-year period when they were supposed to be helping people that were in danger of foreclosure, they did not refinance these mortgages, either one of my children. And one of the children had a house that was then worth half of its original value. She had put a $45,000 down payment to buy this condominium, and it was worth half of what she paid for it. And so when she lost her job for the second time during this crisis, she had to abandon the house. She's now without a house.
You're actually bleeding right now.
You know?
can't breathe. Oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Her husband is struggling very much to maintain their mortgage, and I've had to go back to work. I'm going to be 72 in October, and I've had to go back to work full time in order to help my children.
Paris knows Jude Fester.
Notable people before him, Willie Brown was targeted by activists with ties. Brenda Burdett has the story.
There's been a rash of this lately. Prominent faces getting slapped with ties. Is it funny? A political statement? Or physical assault?
Those responsible for the not-so-sweet surprises are members of the Biotic Baking Brigade, also called the BBB.
Several blocks from Wall Street. Nathan, what's happening as we broadcast now? actually, the protest is currently on Wall Street. Coming up to the corner of Williams Street, there are probably a couple hundred people marching along the sidewalk behind police barricades, and they've been going up and down Broad for a few minutes, and now they've been led down Wall Street.
And their demands? And their demands, Nathan?
The demands have not been articulated in any concrete way. They're carrying signs saying Wall Street is all our street, hungry, need a banker, smash capitalism. It's a broad range of demands and slogans, but the general idea is that they're fed up with what Wall Street has represented in this country, and they want to change.
And the police presence right now already, it's intense throughout the city. President Obama in town today. What about Wall Street now with the protesters?
The police presence has been strong, though mainly out of sight. During the night, the last couple of nights, there have been maybe 20, 25 police visible from the park where they've been sleeping. But there are police all around, and it's clear that if necessary, they could mobilize a large number at any time.
You slept overnight with the protesters in the park just above Wall Street. How many people were there, and what are they chanting as you're talking to us now, Nate?
The chant that they keep coming back to during these marches in the last few days is all day, all week, occupy Wall Street.
This is Lou Gradowski. I'm here, and I finally, thank God, met up with Lupe Fiasco. Man, what are you doing out here?
Observing, watching, showing support. You know what I'm saying? Put my body on the front line, I guess, you know?
You screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunt, the dog, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
Cotty Square. We are here camping out in protest of the policies and the current economic environment of Wall Street.
Throughout the day, there are marches, there are chants, there are a variety of fun things, as well as serious discussion on the economic situation.
We're not going to take it anymore. I don't want my tax dollars being spent killing people while my brothers and sisters here in this country are going hungry. And, you know, my brother just over here said he's got $25,000 worth of student debt. Why is this allowed to happen?
Here he is.
I know a lot of people who do have student loans who have become really, in essence, a slave to the system because they had the crime of wanting an education.
I've been here on and off since Saturday, and I'm going to be here as long as it takes.
From the beginning, they really emphasized that this is a peaceful occupation. It's actually one of the most peaceful I've ever seen.
I was just passing by, and it looked interesting enough. Being here, speaking to people about it, that can be my form of protest.
I first noticed it this morning when I came to get my usual cup of coffee. Pretty friendly group of people. I actually stopped and asked them what they were mad about, and they told me everything. It seems to be that there's a few more people than there were this morning. We're looking to get some sunset and to...
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up.
Government or attacking Wall Street, for me, there's so much overlap that's really attacking the same thing.
I'm hopeful. I hope that someone's going to listen, because if they don't, we're going to see another revolution.
Wall Street.
Adbusters didn't follow it up with much of any organizing, but a group of young activists in New York, calling itself the General Assembly, took it upon themselves to prepare for and guide the action. They sought to do so in a way consistent with the democratic, egalitarian world they wanted to create, even down to the level of quick decisions about tactics.
What do you think about locations for the General Assembly? I mean, the cops are everywhere. They're trying to, they're trying to contain things.
We'll go.
How are you planning ahead?
Right. We knew by calling something, any given convergence point, it was likely that the cops were going to shut it down. And so our idea, we have backup plans. They're not public yet because we don't want the cops to just shut down another space. So we do have backup plans of specific locations, backup plans of backup plans. So we are pretty prepared for it. And the issue is going to be getting a bunch of people.
I'm here, and I finally, thank God, met up with Lupe Fiasco. Man, what are you doing out here?
Observing, watching, showing support, you know what I'm saying? Put my body on the front line, I guess, for something I think is very important,
Now, when you came out with Words I Never Said and you mentioned Building 7, I gotta tell you, man, you inspired a lot of people.
Should have said as I drive.
And we blur our own lines between what we need and what we want. You ask somebody to say, hey man, it could be somebody who lives in Harlem who works down here.
Terror is a bunch of bullshit, just a poor excuse for you to use up all your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9/11 building 7, did they really pull it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the uppercut. The school was garbage in the first place, that's on the up and up. Keep you at the bottom, but tease you with the upper crust. You get it, then they move it, so you never keeping up enough. If you turn on TV, all you see is a bunch of what the fucks. Dude is dating so-and-so, blabbering about such and such. And that ain't Jersey Shore, homie, that's the news. And these the same people supposedly telling us the truth. Limbaugh is a racist, Glenn Beck is a racist. Gaza Strip was getting bombed, Obama didn't say shit. That's why I ain't vote for him. Next one either. I'm a part of the problem. My problem is I'm peaceful, and I believe in the people. Yeah.
It's so
deserve it. Jihad is not holy war. Where's that in the worship? Murdering is not Islam, and you are not observant. And you are not a Muslim. Israel, don't take my side, cause look how far you've pushed them. Walk with me into the ghetto, this where all the kush went. Complain about the liquor store, but what you drinking liquor for? Complain about the gloom, but when you pick a broom up, just listen in the pot, ain't gon' make it stop. A rebel in your doubts, ain't gon' make it out. If you don't become an actor, you'll never be a factor. Pills vermilion side effects. Take them when the pain's felt. Wash them down with diet soda, killing off your brain cells. Crooked banks around the world were glad to give a loan today. So if you ever miss a payment, they can take your home away. Worse than all the violence. Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this your belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling down.
We've set up a communications infrastructure. There are people who are responsible for scoping things out, deciding contingency plans based on circumstances that are presented to us. So yeah, we made a lot of preparations for this, just this sort of unpredictable kind of thing.
So you were involved in the Bloombergville protest, right?
Yes, I was.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Bloombergville was a three-week encampment. We occupied the space outside City Hall, and we were there protesting general austerity measures in New York City.
So what's the connection between Bloombergville and this?
Well, we have a base of people, many of whom have been involved in activism and occupations for decades. And then we have this group of really young people who've just experienced Bloombergville and have a lot of experience to bring to the table at this event. And so while, I mean, the beauty of this whole thing is that there is no coherent leader. There is no coherent structure in place that's guiding us all. It's just this general unrest that's brought many different groups, many different points together here today.
They're gonna be there before us. You tell it, they're gonna be there. They're gonna have that park squared up.
About whether to stay at the bottom end of Bowling Green, which is where a large group was massed, kind of by accident, actually gathered by a big shouting match with the police and then a speech by Reverend Billy. The crowd gathered there and seemed pretty safe. So the decision was about whether to stay there or whether to go to the backup meeting place for the General Assembly. Now, the General Assembly was initially supposed to meet at Chase Manhattan Plaza. That had already been barricaded. So now we're moving up to Zuccotti Park, up Broadway, a few blocks. They don't know how the police are going to respond, and that's what we're about to find out.
spent the night last night. It can be hard to tell sometimes. In sleeping bags, on newspaper, on cardboard, no tent.
Nathan, thanks for being with us. If I can get through, yeah, we
this man's handcuffs are too tight.
They're moving.
Will someone please loosen this man's handcuffs? He's in pain and he's bleeding.
A variety of fun things, as well as serious discussion on the economic situation.
We're not going to take it anymore. I don't want my tax dollars.
Wolf is in port taking the
airport. Hey, what's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name so we can tell the National Lawyers Guild? What's his name?
We are detaining several. Not sure how many.
Jesus Christ. What is Monster Zero? Monster Zero is the best that cannot live on the surface, but must forever live underground like this. All right.
Expertise to produce a deadly product.
Monster Zero.
In isolation.
Hey, look.
It's all hours in a laboratory to produce.
On Earth, you gave this terrifying monster the name of Ghidorah. Everything is numbered here. The monster is zero.
Pay heed to my warning. The entire human race will perish from the Earth. Where the monster Ghidorah passes, only flaming ruins are left.
Ghidorah.
That's why she has the pistol.
What pistol?
When I first met her, she was carrying a pistol in her purse. I asked her about it, and she explained to me. And I believed her.
So now you're convinced that we're from outer space.
That's right. What do you have on your mind?
Peace terms.
Peace terms?
A nice idea.
Would be a bad situation if that creature came here to Earth.
It's worse. He's arrived.
How could that possibly be, and why?
What is it? Is it alive? May I hold it?
Live from the ice cream aisle, it's Saturday night.
The Jerry's main movie unveiled their SNL, Saturday Night Live, 20 balls. And anyway, how are they? Are they juicy? I can't have ice cream, so I can ask what it tastes like. How are they? It's got fudge-covered rum balls and milk chocolate malt balls, too. How do you think it's...
Someone who's experienced working in a laboratory with access to select biological agents with the knowledge or expertise to produce a deadly product.
There's about a new flavor named after the iconic 90s skit featuring Pete Sweaty and his various baked goods, started swirling in June. Ben and Jerry's confirmed their newest flavor Wednesday, tweeting, "Some people think our sweaty balls flavor is a fake, a joke. Trust me, it's real. Delicious." This and coming to a store near
you. Stand out here selling.
The ice cream.
Yes, that's what they are. Trees. Fuckers, you screwheads.
You
I told you. I've been looking around.
Where?
Well, I was going to show it to you. As a matter of fact, I've been testing it. I just found out it was pure a little bit ago.
Well, I underrated you, mister.
I do call myself an expert, but I'm sorry to tell you, I've never seen King Ghidorah.
Not even on Lagos Island.
On Lagos? I'm very sorry, young man, but I can't waste time talking to you anymore.
The people want to know, and they want to know now.
Ghidorah! Ghidorah! Ghidorah!
listen, you fuckers, you screwheads.
Culture junkie with a sense of humor in me couldn't be more thrilled that hilarious Pete Schwede is being commemorated by his very own ice cream flavor. But the person with taste buds in me shudders at the thought. I think it's safe to say that my mouth isn't watering just thinking about Schwede Ball.
It is the judgment of the committee that cigarette smoking contributes substantially to mortality from certain specific diseases and to the overall death rate.
In January 1964, the Surgeon General published a comprehensive report linking cigarette smoke with cancer and other deadly diseases. Yet it would take decades before the public accepted the true dangers of smoking.
Did you say I'll feel better smoking, Philip Morris?
Yes, you'll feel better.
How did the tobacco companies manage to lie to the public in the They realized that the science didn't need to be disproven. It was enough to create doubt in the minds of the public to keep them from recognizing the truth.
Tens of thousands of doctors in all branches of medicine in all parts of the country were asked that question. What cigarette do you smoke, doctor? The brand named most was Camel.
The cigarette company sought to reassure the public that their product wasn't dangerous.
That is wonderful.
Even though it was, and they knew it to be so at the time.
The medical specialist stated that the ears, nose, throat, and accessory organs of all participating subjects examined by me were not adversely affected in the 6 months period by smoking the cigarettes provided.
Where did this fake science come from? The tobacco industry funded private institutes and individuals to create phony science and disseminate it, creating the appearance there was a debate where there was none. Much of this phony science came from this man, Dr. Frederick Seitz, and the institute he co-founded, the Marshall Institute. Their principal strategy was to defend the products by insisting the science was unsettled, and therefore it was premature for the government to act. The Marshall Institute used this same strategy to campaign against the dangers of acid rain, ozone depletion, and DDT.
Used right, it is absolutely harmless to humans and animals.
Then, in the 1990s, they began a new doubt and denial campaign that would prove more deadly than anything that had come before. This time, Seitz and the Marshall Institute were being funded by the petroleum industry. With funding from oil and gas companies, think tanks and front groups were formed. Their purpose was to raise questions about the reality of climate change and convince politicians and the media that the science was unsettled.
The science is suggesting that maybe all of this isn't really happening, or it's not really dangerous, or it's not really man-made.
Holes are being poked in the whole theory of global
strange clouds. Global warming is the biggest delusion of our lifetime. Man doesn't control his climate.
God controls the climate. Come on!
Evaluating propaganda isn't that simple. Recognizing the technique is one step. Another step is to know the purpose.
Underlying it all is a simple concept. The public can't understand the complex science of climate change. So convince them that the scientists don't fully comprehend it yet either. And then persuade them that without sound science, it makes no sense to take preventative action.
Wrapped up in a body bag. Get an advance and catch a chance riding block after spending the first and last penny, my own worst enemy. Tell me if I'm OD and usual flow. We made deals with these cats who keep sending dough, so the three-headed said it, never get busted. He's a man of his word who's not to be trusted. Beats encrypted, multifaceted, encrusted. Shorty corn, keep Mike rusted. Sort of metal type of fellow, sometimes spazzle, white like Othello. Shiny, might use karate. That's all the cost of cut color. That's why I match with the ball style. Caps a match fly. Exact dough till it's stack high. White hole, black guy. The rap game, black eye.
Please consider yourself to be under oath.
Yeah, dude. Let me begin my questioning on the matter of whether or not nicotine is addictive.
I believe nicotine is not addictive, yes.
Carbon dioxide is not a harmful gas.
And the more CO2 that's in the atmosphere, the better plants grow.
There is a theological debate that this is a carbon-starved planet.
Do you believe nicotine is not addictive?
I believe that nicotine is not addictive.
And that the Earth is actually cooling now. Turns out the planet may be cooling.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Stick around, we got some bodaciousness coming on relatively soon. I'll be back next week at the 10 o'clock Furious George Hour. If you want to hear more of this and other old school Furious George stuff, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. That's some old school revolutionary underground radio. In the meantime, be good. Listen around to this community-based thing we got called non-commercial low power, as in powerful, but based on the DL low. I'm Furious. I'll be back next week. Stick around.
myself, I and me. Put on your thinking caps, act like you have a slight inkling, perhaps, or get smacked back.